Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So, let me share my screen. And let's see here, share. Let's run right over here to this thing. And we're going to go to slideshow from the beginning. So this is week two, session two of, you know, creating your own clothing line. And this week we're going to cover, or this session, I'm sorry, we're going to cover choosing your e-commerce platform, designing your store, setting up your payment and your shipping options, and of course, promoting your store. Okay, so researching your platforms. You know, we're in e-commerce, and so it's not like back in the day where you kind of had your own website and then you would have to actually add these things in. I'm dating myself, but I'm from that time. We actually had to like put the code in for the cart and everything. Now we have been so blessed and so fortunate to have platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, and things like that, that just bring everything in for you. It's literally just like all done for you. So these are some amazing and some of the most popular platforms. So you guys will take a few minutes to assess these and look at the features and the price and the customer support. But please, I want you to do that at the end, because I'm going to provide some information for you that's going to help inform that decision. And, you know, I think it would just be a little bit better if we wait until the end for you guys to do that. Okay. And then you'll also be finishing up some stuff from your workbook. So researching these platforms, we're going to go with the top three in the game. So we have Shopify, WooCommerce, and BigCommerce. Now, pricing, you guys can see they're relatively about the same. Shopify definitely starts at $29 a month, and it goes up from there. You know, you can get into like definitely the elite or the pro version of it, which is one that I use. So I just, full disclosure, I am not a Shopify affiliate. I don't get any rewards or any money for recommending anything Shopify, but I do have to inform you of my bias, because I've been with Shopify for over 10 years now. Okay, so that's going to be my go-to. And so that's the one that I'm really going to lean on or towards, because that's where my knowledge base is. But I do know some of these others are also popular and also utilized. So Shopify has over 100 different options, payment gateways. So does WooCommerce. BigCommerce has 65. You see the abandoned cart recovery. They're all the same. Marketing tools, they're all the same. WooCommerce is limited. Mobile app, they're all the same. WooCommerce does not have that. Customer support, you know, Shopify has email, live chat, phone, as well as BigCommerce. And WooCommerce is very limited on that as well. Ease of use, Shopify, BigCommerce, both easy. WooCommerce, moderate. And customized options, moderate. WooCommerce is a little bit more extensive on what they have for customization, and BigCommerce is moderate. Well, I will say, and I'm not really sure, one thing that does help me in terms of Shopify and what makes Shopify stand out is their exhaustive and extensive theme store. So whereas Shopify itself, you may not see a lot of options, you go to their theme store and people have literally built apps that completely and seamlessly integrate with Shopify for just about anything that you need. So I will say that I'm not too familiar if WooCommerce has their own theme store or BigCommerce. And as you know, developers, they like to go with the larger brand. So if you're a developer and you're creating a software or an app, they're typically going to go with who's the biggest in the game. And right now that is still Shopify. Okay. So now, outlining the design process of your store. You're going to choose your theme. You're going to choose your template, of course. You're going to customize the layout and the branding for your store. You're going to organize and categorize your brands. And then, of course, you're going to add your product descriptions, your photos, and then you're also going to test and optimize your online store. So let's get into some of the things that you're going to consider for that. So one of the biggest things, of course, is going to be your theme. Your theme is basically the template. It's basically like how your store is set up. It's the aesthetics of it. It's what your store looks like. So that's going to be really, really critical, especially, and you would think like, okay, well, it's just a theme and it's, you know, no big deal, but it actually is, especially when it comes to, you know, people engaging, how your products are set up and things of that nature. So does it attract your target audience, right? Does it go with your identity? How many other sellers are using that template? Because I know at one point in time, Shopify, when we first started out, everyone has like these go-to Shopify templates. So you would go to people's store and, you know, you could kind of tell like, okay, they're definitely using the template. And is this template, a theme or template, the best use for your type. Now, I know that Shopify has greatly increased their themes. They have a lot of free ones and they have a lot of paid ones. And I'm going to give you a hack in just a second to completely differentiate yourself on Shopify, WooCommerce, and also BigCommerce instead of for your theme. So customizing the layout and the branding, right? We talked extensively about branding over the last three sessions. So, you know, is your brand mission and your personality represented well? You know, is it coming through? Does it just look like something standard or stock? Are you really taking the time to make sure you're adding in those fonts, those graphics, that color, you know, your theme and everything else, and making sure that that runs through your site? Do the elements from your style guide match the template and the theme that you've used? You know, so of course you have to think typography, color scheme, logo, etc. So here is your hack. This is a platform called Invato. And Invato Marketplace, you have to think of it as the Amazon for content creation. This site has everything you need, as you can see, from web themes and templates to code, video, audio, graphics, photos, 3D files. They have everything literally that you need. It is so exhaustive. So that's where I'm going to take you guys right now. So when you get to it, it's a little tricky because Invato has, and I don't want to confuse you guys, but Invato has a lot of different names. The web themes and the templates, they're under what's called themeforest.net. Everything that they've named is kind of like organic. So if you see me, let's go here. This site is called Code Canyon. This site is called Video Hive, right? This one is Audio Jungle. I mean, that's just the things that separate it. So it's all in Vato, but you know, when you get there, so the link, if you know, if you see themeforest.net, you may be a little confused, like, wait a minute, what is that? But it is also, it's under the Invato umbrella. So when you get here, you could click web themes and templates, right? And so the cool part is you can search for the e-commerce templates that you're looking for. So if you come down here, you see WordPress themes, if that was what you were into, different site templates that are HTML and websites. So that's just for your regular website. If you don't want to build your website, this thing has the entire website for you. All you're going to do is change the images and change the wording. It is literally built for you. And so they have a lot of different ones, even blogging. But what we're going to focus on are the e-commerce templates, okay? And here's the cool part, as you can see. E-commerce categories. They have templates specifically for Shopify, BigCommerce, right? ZenCart, miscellaneous. And some of them actually, you can get into miscellaneous. And I believe right here, you will see like WooCommerce or things like that. They'll tell you in the description. But for the interest of time, we're going to go to Shopify. So this is so cool because here you can save on Shopify themes and templates. These are already built and already designed. So as you see here, they have categories, weekly bestseller, things that are hot for under $49, the new bestsellers. If you do furniture, right? Top Shopify themes and stuff like that. So let's just go here and look at some of the new bestsellers, for example, so I can show you kind of like how this works. So let's check out this one right here. You see the price over there to the side. You can see the ratings. You can see how many people have purchased it. You get extended support if you need that. And I'm also not an affiliate of Invato, so I don't get any money, but this has been my go-to secret for the last 6 years, okay?